It is going to be quite a powerful day this coming Monday. 36,000 people running the Boston Marathon. Patriots Day, by the way, here in Massachusetts, a holiday. It'll be the 118th running, the first, as we've been hearing, since the bombings. And many of the runners are hoping to erase that memory. Here now is Alex Ashlock, has been speaking with top runners in this year's field. He's in the studio for a preview. Hi, Alex.
Hello, Robin.
So Kenyans won last Sunday's marathon,
right,
in London. I'm just guessing that maybe African runners are the favorites here on Monday.
Pretty good guesser you are,
yes,
Robin. Since 1990, African runners have won all but two of the men's races in Boston. It's pretty much the same for the women. Women from either Kenya or Ethiopia have been the winners in all but 2 years since 2000. We had an Ethiopian man win the race last year, Lalissa Dasiza. He's back to run again. Kenyan Dennis Kometo, however, might give him a run for his money in Monday's race. Kometo is running Boston for the first time, but he won the Chicago Marathon last year in course record time. And last year, Dasiza, by the way, was also running Boston for the first time, and he won. So that might be going against the argument that you really need to have experience on this course because it's so unusual.
Right. Well, and no Americans have won either the men's or women's marathons here in Boston since the mid-'80s. There's speculation, maybe wishful thinking, that could change this year, but start with the men.
The American men who are here are really talented and experienced, but again, none of them have ever won the Boston Marathon. Ryan Hall's been here before. He has three top five finishes. He told me this morning he's fit and ready to go after a month of training in Ethiopia, which he described as like being in a running monastery.
Very tranquil, very peaceful, and the hardest training I've ever done in my life. It makes you tough as nails.
The other guy I'd keep my eyes on Monday is from Arizona. His name is Abdi Abdurrahman. He's been on several Olympic teams. He was on the Olympic marathon team in 2012. He's never been to Boston before, and he tells me that all of his friends say, hey, you're a professional marathoner, and you've never been to Boston?
Hey, what's up with that?
Yeah, you've never run Boston. So he had a big smile on his face, and he's ready to go on Monday. Yeah.
Well, and if you saw 60 Minutes recently, you know a lot of people are thinking an American woman might win this year. Tell us your thoughts.
Yeah, that's interesting. Kenya's Rita Jeptu won the race last year, the women's race. She's back to try to do it again. But Shalane Flanagan, who I think was on that 60 Minutes interview, finished fourth in the race last year. She is a Massachusetts native. She used to come to watch her dad run the marathon. People say she's laser-focused on winning this race, and so much so that she didn't even come to the press conference this morning for the top runners because she's still training.
Yeah.
And that's pretty unusual. They're almost always here for this press conference. So that was sort of a surprise this morning. There's also Desiree Linden. She ran a really great race here in Boston 3 years ago. She finished second.
I think that was all about competing at a really high level. And, when you do it, you know you can do it. And I've done work that shows that I can be there again. So that is still a nice confidence boost.
Well, so those are the elite runners. And then there's us.
the back of the Packers.
The back of the Packers. You know, vast majority of people running in Monday's marathon, they know they're not going to win. But so many of them are running for someone else this year.
That's really true this year. I met a man yesterday, Dave Fortier, who was just finishing the marathon last year on Boylston Street when the first bomb went off. He lost part of his hearing, but he's one of more than two dozen survivors of the bombing who will be running on Monday. Then there's also Team MR8, which is running in memory of Martin Richard. He's the little 8-year-old boy who was killed in the bombings last April. Rachel Moo is on that team, and she taught Martin in her second grade class.
She says it was an honor and a privilege to be part of the team and foundation that has been started for him. And this is a little boy who held up the sign in that class saying, no more hurting people. So
peace.
He will be very much on people's minds. And Meghna and I will be at the finish line to cheer everyone on. Alex Ashlock, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Robin.
You'll be there as well.
I will.
As always. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.